Indiana Legislators Defend Teenagers from Transgender Medicine. By Spencer Lindquist on March 29, 2023. Indiana's state legislature approved a bill that would defend minors from transgender medical interventions, including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormone therapy, and sex change operations. The bill, which has now been sent to Governor Eric Holcomb, was passed in the State House by a vote of 65 to 30. Governor Eric Holcomb has not signaled whether or not he plans to sign the legislation into law. He was asked about the bill on March 17, prompting him to say in general, parents not only have a right to their children's health and well-being, they, in fact, have the responsibility of it. Holcomb previously vetoed legislation barring men from women's sports, though the veto was overturned by the legislature. This is good public policy to protect our children from irreversible, harmful, life-altering procedures, bill sponsor Indiana Representative Joanna King of Middlebury remarked. Meanwhile, Representative Carrie Hamilton, a Democrat, argued that the bill would hurt the state's economy. Telling the world that we did not support the members and families of this vulnerable minority population will do grave harm to those folks but also to our state's economy, he stated. The move comes as a number of other states have taken action to defend children from transgender ideology. Wyoming, for example, recently banned men from women's sports. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Meanwhile, in Idaho, Governor Little recently signed legislation banning boys from girls' restrooms at school. In Kentucky, lawmakers in the State House passed a bill to prohibit healthcare professionals from attempting to medically transition minors, which would require an investigation of any report of provision of gender transition services to a person under the age of 18 years and also require revocation of the provider's license if confirmed and termination of public funding for a public employee. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued an emergency regulation on medical interventions, including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change operations, that seek to change a minor's sex. He also established a hotline where members of the public can report the use of so-called gender-affirming care on minors. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.